Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises. Well, I want to say Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to another beautiful Sabbath in the Lord. Welcome to another beautiful Sabbath in the Lord. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Pastor Moore, Job Israel, of Come and See Ministry. We're dealing with the creation. Today we're dealing with those things, man, that belong to God from the beginning. You know, we can't go before the Lord and then say we know Him if we don't search out those things that He had at the beginning. So that's where we want to go. That's where we want to start this up. So I'm going to get in the mic check. How do my microphone sound?
Sound good.
Good. Is that you, Caleb?
Yeah.
Bye. All right, well, look, everybody, cover your head. Sisters, cover your head. Brothers, uncover your head. We're going to stand face Jerusalem, face the east. Caleb, you're going to find us some scriptures wherever the God of Israel leads you. Give us 7 verses. And then we'll open up with a prayer, and then we get into this precept.
To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear who lives. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, they lock. There is a river the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his mouth, that the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
And the scripture reading was
Psalm 46, 1-7.
Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your countenance upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask, to see is to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and give them a mind to perceive and ask, to see is to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, like I said, this is the creation, man. We got it. We're at square block one. We're at the beginning. What do you mean the beginning? I'm talking about the beginning of everything, the beginning of all things. Everything, man. You got to wipe out everything in your head right now that you're thinking right now, everything, because none of this existed. Air, grass, micro matter. Matter did light. You got to wipe all that out. You got to wipe that from your head because none of this existed. None of it. So you got to take all that out. You got to wipe all these things out. You got to wipe the earth off. You got to wipe the planet away. So if you wipe the planet out of here, then you know it's nothing because we came from the planet. So you got to wipe that out. Then you got to go. Then you got to get into heaven. You got to wipe that out. Because it wasn't there. We ain't even got to heaven. We ain't even got to how he created it, because that's a part of creation too. We ain't even talking about that. We still talking about him. You know, who he is. But we call him God, you know, for a lack of a better word. You know, Elohim or Yahweh, whatever you want to address those things, Allah, however, you know, that if that's how you do things, then that's how you do them. That ain't got nothing to do with how you get salvation, because there isn't a word in the common language that we can address his highest. So the only thing we can call him is Melchizedek. That's the hardest thing. That's the highest thing we can call him, because that's what he is. He's a Chesedek. That's a species. That's a species that God want to make us into. That's the end game, becoming a Chesedek. Because that's all. That's all in the beginning, him and the Father. Both of them is Chesedek. His name is Melchizedek. Priest of the Most High God. Where he get that name from? Chesedek. Melchizedek. He got it from his father. Like the Levitical priesthood. Where do you get the Levitical priesthood from? Levi. His father. Even though Aaron was the high priest. So we see the Melchizedek priesthood. And Jesus being the high priest. Now, you got both of them here. You got both of them. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. You got both of them in the beginning, because there's nothing there. There's no angels. There's no lake of fire, none of that. None of those things is there. Nothing. Air, thought, consciousness, nothing exists. But them two. You got to wipe all that out. Now, that's where you find them. That's where we're going. We got to go there. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. Let's read down to the 5. Genesis chapter 1. Let's read down to the 5. When you receive it, read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was, without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, you got a lot going on in this first day we ain't even touched on. We're still at the beginning. So a lot of us want to just blaze through the scriptures, and all that just went on. It's a whole lot of conversation here that we ain't even started, because we still there in the beginning. A day ain't even existed yet, because he not even finished with the beginning. So you can't even call a first day if you don't even know what the beginning is. And then he tell you, I call it end from the beginning. What is the beginning? Because that's the end. It's right there. That's why you got to get rid of all this nonsense, because it's going to be wiped out anyway. You ain't missing nothing. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and read verse 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
That's good. Now, in the beginning, that's what we want to address right there. In the beginning, what's there in the beginning? Not dealing with heaven and earth, because that don't exist yet. So let's look at this. Go to St. John chapter 1 and read verse 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Stop. There it is. That's your big bang. Right there. In the beginning, there was nothing. But then it's a drop in a pool. You throw a rock in a pool, it vibrates outward in a circle. We're gonna get back to this. Don't forget the circle, how sound vibrates. Because this is what you just had. This is what just happened. In the beginning was the Word. Boom, it vibrated. And people, scientists want to call it a Big Bang Theory. If you want to say that, that's between you and God. We know what it is. It's the Word. It's the Word. What is the Word? The law. We ain't even got to that yet. Right now, we still trying to get through the beginning. How we even get to this? So, it was nothing here in the beginning that we can call consciousness other than God. That's why he said, I don't know no of God. In the beginning was the Word. Word is consciousness. Without Word, you're not conscious. Without knowledge, you're not conscious. Without the Word of God, you are not conscious. You are not in the light. In the beginning was the Word. Consciousness. Consciousness. Go to Proverbs chapter 8:1.
Do us not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice?
Now, Proverbs 8:1, we got something that broke out here. Do not wisdom cry. So wisdom is here. It comes in the word. What is wisdom? Now that's the next question. Let me pull that up. I'm going to give it a short abbreviation of some of these definitions. But to show you what he created in the beginning, that he presented to consciousness that made man conscious. The first thing he brought was wisdom. So wisdom is this: the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, lasting insight, common sense, and good judgment. That's the first thing he brought to man: common sense and good judgment. That's why it's always a choice. It's always a choice between right and wrong, because right here, he told you right here, this is something that's written in us before we was even brought into the whole being or anything. We can't even testify against this because this was here before we were created. It says, the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, lasting insight, common sense, good judgment, the sum of learning through the age of knowledge. Wisdom come through that, because that's him. What do you mean, through the age of knowledge? Because you learn through time. You know, the biggest mistake is the 21st century make is that they don't go back and look at the history. They don't do no history books. They Google everything. They don't research. The 21st century don't research. The 21st century minds are not researchers. They nosy. They're more nosy than they are more researchers. That's the deal. But it is a wisdom and folly, if that's what you're seeking. But this here, this is what he's saying that he created from the beginning. Wise teaching of ancient sages. A wise outlook, plan, or course of action. So, in the beginning, he had this plan or course of action that he was going to bring all things into today, as we know. And he called this wisdom, which is through the word. In the beginning was the word wisdom. Okay. And what else was there? It said, read that Proverbs 8 and read that verse 1 again.
Do not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice.
Okay, so that's two. Okay, now, let's find out who this is. First of all, let's look up understanding. Then we're going to find out who this is. Okay, understanding. the ability by which one understands, intelligence. So in the beginning, he brought intelligence. This is why you can destroy that Big Bang theory, because there's nothing more intelligent than numbers. How do you bring numbers into a Big Bang and say it was a goof? Because numbers can't lie. They testify unto themselves. That's intelligence. It's always going to be a 1 o'clock, and it's always going to be 1 plus 1 is 2. You'll never be able to do nothing else with that. You will never be able to break that, because that's the truth. So that's an intelligence in itself. Numbers is an absolute truth. You can't deny an absolute truth. What is truth? Numbers. So it says this: the ability by which to understand intelligence, the quality or condition of one who understands comprehension. So in order for you to be intelligent, you have to be able to comprehend. Now, we're looking at these words right now. The thing is, we're supposed to be looking up these words as well. Comprehension, what do that mean? And then it goes again, an individual or specified judgment or outlook, opinion. So here go to discernment, where he's giving consciousness what? Free will. You've just been given free will. Right here in the beginning, it says the disposition to appreciate or share the feeling of thoughts or other sympathies. Let me read that again. Individual or specified judgment or outlook, opinion. That's a right or wrong. That's a right. That's the thought. That's giving the thought of free will. It's impossible for this to be a Big Bang at any level. So that science is a lie. It can't stand against this. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit more. The ability to learn. So he said, understand it. He said, the ability to learn. Right? Judge, make decisions, etc. Intelligence or sense. Personal opinion or interpretation of subject. A mutual agreement or compact, an informal or private one. Look, it's right here. It's freedom of speech and thought right here in action. Expressed before there was even a man or an angel. Even the angels have this same thought pattern. They can choose right or wrong, a.k.a. Satan. See? So read on. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. Who is this? Proverbs 7 and 4 that he just mentioned to us, and we're going to go back to that 8.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. They
Stop.
That may keep.
Stop. Check this out. So, guess what? How you get it? People want to sit up here and say, oh, God, he don't talk about women and this, that, and the other. Look like to me he had already written in the book before she was even created and called Eve, or a woman, that she is right here in the beginning of time, right here. And it's a law concerning her. He said her name should be wisdom and kinswoman, someone you know, and someone that got, like we just got through reading, what wisdom is. So how do you get this? Well, he put it in her. So when a man is formed, those things will be in her. So men inherit those things. He had that written. That's how we get it. Because the minute a child is conceived, consciousness takes place. There it is. Boom. Abortion is evil. Because you killing everything from the spark of light right there. And it's saying it right there. It could be a whatever it is. But that's where it's from. He wrote it in women so that they could pass it on to their children. That's why it's called a her. It was a law that women would play this part in the creation. But they're not here yet. There's nothing here. Nothing. It's nothing. It's black, if you want to call it that. Because there's no sun, no moon, none of that. So without the sun and the moon, we haven't experienced the darkness like that. Ever. Not man. Let's go back to that Proverbs chapter 8 and 1.
Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?
Continue.
She standeth in the top of five places by the way, and in places of path. She crieth at the gates at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I wisdom dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. And before mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I will set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there was no depth.
Stop. See that? All that is script. He said, I was there before there was anything. Wisdom was there before there was anything. So, the Lord had all this written that man would be conscious of. What? Excellence. Right things. Truth. Wickedness. Abomination. Righteousness. Frowardness. Perversion.
knowledge, instruction, value of money, silver and gold. Knowledge of silver, because it says choice gold than knowledge, and silver and instructions my receive. So there's a knowledge in money. And then it says this, obviously, because Solomon had tons of it. And then he said this, but wisdom is better than all of that because, well, it was before all of that. So the first thing he tells us is to do what? Seek ye the kingdom of God, and those other things will be added to you. Okay, we get that. That's what he's saying. So you seek the wisdom of God. You go here. This is the beginning. So you look these words up, and then you start seeing that he had these things written in the law so that men eventually would become kings and understand those things. Because the only way you're going to become a king is that you know these things. Because he said, by me kings reign. That's the only way you're going to get a throne in the kingdom of God, if you understand these things, if you actually look these words up. You remember that screenshot I sent you?
Me?
Yeah. The screenshot of the script. Of the script.
Nah.
And you were saying you couldn't see part of them definitions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, what you could see, those are what you're looking up, because that's what God may want you to see. But everything is in here. All you got to do is look the words up. They jump out and tell you. Plain. We're supposed to be looking that up. What's plain? You know, a lot of us think plain is, we all wrap our mind into this one word that plain means. We really don't understand what he means, plain. Clear as day. It's like, you know, it don't get any clearer than somebody understanding English. Or two people understanding the same language. Continue. So, wisdom was here before the beginning of time, right? Before there was anything. So, this wisdom is the word. Because that was the only thing that was here. But he identified it as a she. So, she was already going to be inside a man. He was already going to be brought forth. He was going to call her his kinswoman or sister or wife. Continue.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. Well, as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the earth, upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass, his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then was I by him. As one, brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
See that? That's that thing. So, the word was going to bring what? Life and death. He brought judgment in the beginning. That's, well, a false balance is an abomination to him. So of course it only stands the reason that he would bring judgment for sin. And not only that, not only just for man, but for the angels too, that they should know right and wrong. If I'm going to give you a free will, then you have to understand there's consequences for your choices. That's only a balance. That's a balance. So the balance is judgment for consciousness. If you're not conscious, you'll do anything. You'll live like a dog. So he had to write judgment into the creation, or else there's no such thing as free will, or the right to decide. There's no such thing as understanding. There's no such thing as understanding if there's no judgment. So having a lake of fire was inevitable. So we can't wrong him for that. And then thank him for giving us a mind. So the lake of fire was inevitable for even the angels, because the angels are going to be judged. And of course, Satan is going to be thrown in there first. So the angels are going to be judged like us. It's just, we take too much, you know, we think too much of ourselves and not giving him enough thought. Wisdom, understanding. Fools was written in there. He had written in the beginning, there are going to be fools in the planet. He said, wisdom, understanding, fool, excellent, wickedness, abomination, forwardness, perversion, knowledge, instruction, prudence, fear, hate, evil, pride, arrogance, counsel, strength, kings, princes, justice, noble, judges, all that came in wisdom. Now, we never looked any of these words up. Now, how we expect to get a throne? Because he said, by these things kings rule. Right. Go to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3.
103.
Psalms 103, 103 and verse 17.
So I'll start.
Yeah, start.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
See, he just gave you a rundown of all the wisdom that he passed you to. That's judgment. He wrote this letter of all his understanding to the entire creation right here. I ain't saying it's the only place it's written. I'm just saying this is where you can read it, that he gave it to everything. He said, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting upon them that fear him. What do you mean? In the beginning, if you come up in the first resurrection, you're going to get that where he at right now, which is there, what we're reading about. In the beginning, here, everlasting. You're going to get there. You'll see it. You'll see it for real, because that's only given to kings to know these things, right? Because he's a king. Okay. All right, and it says this, of course he's sitting on the throne, and he says, all right, let me read you. He says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness on the children, unto children's children, so generation after generation. And he says, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. See, it's a conscious thing. It's always a decision of right and wrong. So he gave us this will and choice. He wrote this down before we were here. This is a law. This is a letter. This is something that was written here before we was even before there was an earth. That this is what's supposed to take place. And look what else. It says, the Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Okay. The law is that, and his throne is something else. He says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. See, they were given a choice too. This is written in the law, that angels will have consciousness of right and wrong, right there. See that? They have choice of right and wrong, like man have choice of right and wrong, right here. So, how do angels excel in strength? By keeping the commandments of God. Just like us. See that? So, the consequence of having a free will is that there is a judgment, even for angels. So, it is going to be a judgment. Some angels going to the lake and some going to be passed over. It's no reason for a judgment of the angels if they're all going to the lake of fire, then they'll be cast in the lake of fire with Satan. No, they're going to be judged with the rest of the creation. Satan is the only one going to lake of fire first with the beast and the false prophet. They're the only three in there before anything. So the angels got to be judged. Why? Because of what they know. Consciousness. And then he said this. He says, bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, and ye ministers that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all ye works in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, his works is in everything, you know. That's why I said you have to wipe out everything. You have to wipe out air, water, birds. It's like you have to delete an entire program all the way down to nothing. And then start over and rebuild it. That's about what we know. Because ain't nothing else there. Ain't nothing else there. But sound. But before it was a sound, it had to be a pen. It had to be a pen. These are all laws that were written down. Then he gave them to somebody like Adam and then Noah and then Shem and then Abraham and then Jacob and then Moses. And here we are. Go to Psalms 93 and 1. Psalms 93 and 1 and read down to the 5.
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
See that? In the beginning was the Word. And like water, when he spoke it, it presented what? Waves. And what? Nothing. So you felt what man felt is a sound wave. You can feel a sound wave from a speaker. That's what happened. It was a sound wave. And it went in a circle. It was surround sound. That's what we call it. 360. So the creation is inside of a circle. Your heaven is in a circle. Your earth is in circles. Your moon is in circles. Your stars are in circles. The heaven of heaven is a circle. It's not flat. And he said this. He said that throne is established. Oh, why? Because the throne was created out of heaven before the angels. So the angels have to be obedient to the throne. Because the throne was there first. Watch this. Go to Revelation. Chapter 19. And verse 1. Revelation 19 and verse 1, and read down to verse 5.
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.
Now, look at this. Listen to where this voice is coming from. And I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power, all to the Lord our God. Now, everybody praising God, right? In heaven, right? Everybody. Because he's talking about everything going on, right? For true and righteousness in his judgment, for he hath judged the great whore. Okay, got that. Now, Verse 4, it says this, excuse me. And 420 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God and sat on the, and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Now they praising God. Right? And then here comes the voice out of the throne, verse 19, verse 5, and the voice came out of the throne saying, praise God, all ye saints, all ye servants, and fear ye him, both small and great. Wait a minute. He just told all of them everything to worship God. That came from the throne. You see how it went in order? So the throne was there before the angels. And the angels have to be obedient to the throne. And we think we're going to get one of these. We're going to blase and get one. You know, we just going to, just because we keep the Sabbath day, he's going to hand us over one of these here. I don't think so. Just because we keep the feast, he gonna give us one of them. Anyway, this throne here was back there with wisdom. So it can testify of those things of God because it was back there with his throne. Remember, wisdom is from everlasting, and his throne was created out of heaven, which was there. So he created his throne from that. And when he created the throne, he gave his throne what? Consciousness. It's not like, you know, the Game of Thrones, like somebody really want to sit on that thing. Who would want something like that? The thing is, you know, who would want that? This is a throne. It's actually alive. And it can talk. And when you get one of these, it's going to utter things that we never even could conceive. That's if God is that merciful. Let's go into Psalms 87 and 29. Psalms 89 and 29, my fault.
His seat also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips, once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed will endure forever and ever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But thou hast cast off.
Stop. So, what did he just tell us? He had it written in the law that the sun and the moon was never going to, once he created it, it was never going to cease to exist. It's established forever. And he compared the sun and the moon to the throne, which is what we just got to reading about. And you know, that throne is from everlasting to everlasting. So you, anybody telling you the sun is going to blow up and go supernova and do all of that, don't believe in God. So that's all to it. And it's nothing else to say about it. You don't believe in God. Because else you'll be saying something to this effect, that the sun and the moon is going to do it for all eternity. That's what it's created for. Excuse me, if the sun and the moon disappear, guess what happened? Go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. Because the sun and the moon is like a time. It's created for time. 20 and 11, when you get it, read.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face was the earth, and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Stop. Read verse 10.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
So if the sun and the moon, if the sun goes supernova, then guess who get loosed out the lake of fire? Exactly. That's why the sun is there for all eternity, because it's going to bind the enemy up there. See, it's written that the sun and the moon is always going to be here. So, all that, you know, don't get me wrong, man. I like science fiction flicks and all that. I'd really get a kick out of that. I mean, really, really bad sci-fi flicks, man. I'm talking about real 3 and 4B movie sci-fi stuff, man. But the truth will always be this. The sun and the moon is not going anywhere. This earth ain't going nowhere. All this global warming and all this stuff, all these things are just perpetuating that man is going to be, that the Lord is about to trim the earth. That the wickedness of man is becoming great. It's excessive, and he's about to get ready to clean the earth out. That's all. You're about to wipe the planet clean. So, the throne is going to be as the days of heaven. So, that's another question. So, he wrote days in heaven. Now, we read the evening and the morning is the first day. So, what's a day in heaven? Go to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. Because this is a law, too. Read one verse.
2 Peter 8.
Yeah, 3 and 8.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is the Lord, is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
See? We can't, when he started talking about days, Sabbath days, feast days, you got to take your mind out of this realm, out of this matrix, and think like that. Because that's what he's talking about. He's not talking, this clock here is only a reflection of the one, the greater clock is what he just, right here. So he created a time window for heaven that everything is gauged by, even his throne. He said that throne is as the days of heaven. Well, we just found out that heaven, the days of heaven is 1,000 years. So we got to start wrapping our mind around that. Just like we got to wrap our mind around the fact that in the beginning there was nothing. In the beginning. Now, we see in the beginning, consciousness is being brought forth. What man want to call an act of a sail from out of water, you know, okay, but not like you think. We came out of water, but not like a marsupial or whatever you think that thing was. No. Adam was 33 years old when he came out the dirt. He was the same age as Jesus. No, he had to be 30. Not 33, he was 30 when he was created. He was a 30-year-old man.
That's when Jesus was baptized, when he was 30, and him and Adam was express images of the Father. So whatever Jesus looked like, that's what Adam looked like. But whatever Adam looked like, that's what the Father looked like. And both of them was 30. So there you have it. You know, we can start wiping that image in our head that he's some old grumpy old dude in heaven. And he's 30 years old, man. He's 30. Adam is 33. Adam is 30. Jesus is 33. Knock that off. He just got white hair. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2 and 1. No, my fault. Did we read Psalms 45? No, we did. Psalms 45. So. We did?
Mm-hmm. I read that. So I don't think we did read this.
Let's read it again. Because it go right into this Proverbs chapter 2. So read that Proverbs 45 and read down to the 8th.
My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God and thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad.
Stop. Now, in this, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. This is most mighty. He said, therefore God has blessed thee forever. Now, he's talking about God. Remember now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's that. They're both of them there. So, the Father is blessing him. Remember now, for lack of a better word, God or whatever, we call him Melchizedek. So he had a Melchizedek less than another Melchizedek. That's it. And he gave him a throne. He said, your throne is from everlasting. Why? Because he was there with him. When he created everything, when he said, let there be light, boom. It's like consciousness was everywhere because light means consciousness. In the beginning was the Word, let there be light. Yeah, of course. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. Proverbs 2 and 1. We're just going to read all the way down to 22.
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yeah, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they forward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth her with words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of God, for her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of them.
Self-explanatory. All these things is to keep us from being around wicked people, whether it could be a friend or a woman. See that? To do what? Who rejoice to do evil and delight in fraud of wickedness. And said, who ways are crooked and they got fraud paths. So he just said this like about three times. What is fraud? Let's see if we can pull this word up. Let's see if we can pull this word up. Forward. Stubbornly contrary and disobedient, obstinate. So this spirit that the God of Israel hate is disobedient and is willfully stubborn. It know it's doing it. And then it says this, obstinate. It says willfully contrary, not easily managed. Willfully contrary. That means they willfully do things. That's why he say they path is crooked. Habitually disposed to do. Wait a minute. Let me read this again. Forward. Habitually disposed to disobedience and opposition. What? You a habitual criminal? You are a habitual criminal against, it says this, it says, headstrong, self-willed, willful, disobedient, not obeying or complying with the commands of those in authority, disobedient children. He don't have nothing to do with disobedient children. This forward spirit, we better recognize it, because a lot of us don't even look it up. We don't even know what it is. We just hope and pray that it ain't us. You better find out what this sickness is. The only way you can rebuke a devil is that you know what a devil looks like. Or you might be the devil. So anyway, a man or a woman can habitate this spirit. that he had written in the beginning, he called Frawler. We got to be careful. Matthew chapter 10 and 27, one verse. Matthew 10 and 27, when you receive it, read.
Will I tell you in darkness that speak ye in light, and will ye hear in the ear that preach ye upon the housetops?
See? And there wasn't nothing back there in the beginning. What's back there? Ain't no sun, no moon. It's God. So he's telling you, I'm gonna talk to you from there. And what I tell you from there, then you tell out here. You see? That's what he said. He said, what I speak, I'm going to tell you what's going on here. And what I reveal from what's up in here, you tell in here. In this matrix. That's where he's going to talk to us from. There. What we've been at the whole time, this whole precept, that's where he's talking to us from right now. I'm getting feedback. I'm about to shut down these mics. Hold up. Give me a minute. Hey, go to Luke chapter 8 and verse 10 and read one verse. Read verse 10.
And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing that they might not see, and hearing that, and hearing they might not understand. Only if he tests. And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand.
See? It ain't for everybody to get. So, don't be upset if they don't get it. He said, I'm going to speak to you from the dark. I'm going to speak to you, not to everybody. So that's that. Let's go to St. John chapter 16 and 1. St. John 16 and 1, and we're going to read down to the 4.
These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you.
There it is. People are going to be offended because you're going to know things like this. And you can actually articulate it. And they don't think, you know, you better than them or something, or you think you better than them, and then it's nothing like that. It's just that, you know, he said, hey, if you want to know, then you need to approach him. That's all to it. But don't be upset with me because he told me if he come to my door, I let him in, and you chose not to. That's your problem. I should say, your concerns isn't mine. Go to Romans 8 and 3. We only got two more after this. Romans 8 and 13. Because like you said, it's not for everybody to get this. It's only written to a few. Romans 8 and 13. He's going to tell you when you receive it, read.
For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Continue. Read down to the 33.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected this aim and hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom did he predestinate? Them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Stop. So, you see here, it's all about, first of all, he's given us the free will that we'll be conformed into him. So, the more we do like him, the more we become like him, the more power and the stronger we'll become, the greater we'll become, all those things. If we keep his commandments, which are simple. They're not hard. They're not complicated. Basic manual scripts. Little stuff. Basically stuff that you wouldn't want nobody to do to you. That's all to it. And you get all of this. I mean, you get all of this for just being a decent person. That's all? Yep. Romans 11 and verse 25. We got one more after this. Romans 11 and verse 25. When you receive it, read.
Just one verse.
Romans.
Just one,
just 25, one verse. 25.
Well, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is what happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
Can you read it down to the 36?
And and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Sion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so, have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him, to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
See that? So these things really belong to the elect. You know, basically the reason why a lot of people won't see it or don't get it or won't receive it is because they're not a part of that category. And some people, you're just never going to hear the word of God at all, period. Most of your elect usually find them on the bottom of the food chain because they're usually somewhere strung the hell out. Because they don't know what they call it, but they know they mind is way past what they're dealing with, so they try to find an escape in something. You know, whether it's alcohol or drugs or something. But when you talk to someone that's in those conditions, you find out that they are really articulate and in some ways geniuses. They've never been able to be able to comprehend their own presence. So they had this inward war going on because they don't know how to relate. They're constantly relating themselves or comparing themselves to this world, which they can't be compared to this world because they were never called to comply into this world, right? So it's no comparison. That's where most of your elect is jacked up, because they couldn't find themselves. But not all of us get lost, so to say, not to say, you know, to include myself, but I'm just saying, not all of us can. But it is, it's touching the election, but the rest of it is here to them that are lost. Israel was elected, but then of Israel, you got the very elect, and then you say, all Israel ain't Israel. What do you mean? Same point, case in point. He tell you to make your call in election sure. He didn't say make sure they call an election sure. He said you make sure yours is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and read to verse 6.
Thanks. Corinthians and what?
Chapter 4, verse 1. And read to the 6.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we pray not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord,
and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
There it is. See that? So not everybody gonna get it. I don't care if they're Israelites, you know. Strangers are gonna get it, and some Israelites are not. You know. It's all a growth thing, you know. But yeah. So if they're lost to what? To this world. You know, and some of us turn our lights off. We'll see the truth and let the world turn our lights off for us. You know, that happens. And that's a conversation that we got to be careful about. We could turn off our own light. Last verse. Genesis chapter 1. Verse, yeah, read out to the
4.
You
read to where?
Genesis chapter 1 and read to the 5.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the night, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day.
Amen. Well, there you have it. You got that first day in there. You're still working on it, because now we see there's God, and now you see there's a reason to believe there's a God, because there's a such thing as consciousness that testify there is. You know, there's a consciousness that testify that. So there's no way we can sit up here and say that there's no God. But if this gospel be here, it's here to them that's lost. Why? Because it was never for them to believe in him anyway. You know, it's probably for the better anyhow, because if they would have knew, then they'd probably be twice as worse. So at least they may have a chance in a judgment. But the know and not do, that's a whole nother conversation. So, let me do this. Hold on, So, yeah, man. So that's part two. And, you know, good job, man. That was a great job. You did really well. You got any questions? Comments?
Shalom. It's Kiara just saying shalom, everyone.
Shalom. Shalom. Hey, babe. Now, you was about to say something, Caleb? Okay.
It was a good lesson.
Well,
I'm gonna study it.
Now, what was that?
I said it was a good lesson. I'm gonna study into it next.
Cool. Well, hey, you gotta give it like about 20 minutes for it to upload, and then I already sent y'all a link. So if you wanna hear it again, just click that link, and it should come right up. Okay. All right. Well, hey, everybody, happy Sabbath. Enjoy the rest of the day. Hey, we got that word in.
I'm going to talk to you a little later on, Kiara, and I'm going to talk to you a little later. Caleb, you hear me?
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, love you too.
Shabbat shalom.
Brother Gary, Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My brother from another mother. Yeah. Well, hey, Gary, I'm gonna tell you what. Let me give you a call once. Let me close this. I'm gonna call you up.
Okay.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, everybody.